Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hi, this is Joannette for my show For the Masses on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am sitting here a little wonderstruck because I had no idea Tony Monaco had his own opening. And I think that's so silly. He's such a silly guy. He's such a silly man. And I think it's so funny that he's just like a full, like, doctor, researcher man also. And that he will just, like, you know, put people on his projects. It's just, it's so silly to me. Anyways, I don't know. That was just funny. I just remember, like, not even, I didn't meet him, but a bunch of other black students just, like, met him at, like, one of the sophomore events where they were trying to, like, unify the entire grade. And it was just, it was such a silly picture. But I digress, that has nothing to do with today's show. So, hi, it's been a while. The elephant in the room is I haven't been here in 2 weeks. I was having a bit of a hard time. You know, my new mantra has been saying that I'm not a perfect person. And that is my response to not being here. I'm not a perfect person, and I had stuff. But, you know, I'm back, and I'm feeling better-ish. I'm dedicating this show to, like, okay. The theme of today's show is self-compassion. And I will be playing a few little sad songs, but I feel like they're more melancholic than they are just, like, you know, fully down in the dumps, just like crying, throwing up. And I'm really excited to share all these songs with you all. To those listening, I really, really appreciate it. Sorry for this long intro. I've been talking for the last 2 minutes already. I'm a chatty gal, what can I say? But yeah, we're gonna start off with some oldies. I got some Zombies, or the Zombies, Connie Conway, Patsy Cline, and then I don't know, the next step will be a surprise. We'll see together. Okay, let me start the music. I'm a little bit sick. If it's not obvious, I have the immune system of, I don't even know. I get sick so easily. It's really bad. But again, back on the theme of self-compassion, that is something I've probably struggled with my entire life. And I think entering college has finally made me, like, come to terms with it and actually try to rationalize and make sense of it. So I'm going to be playing some songs that have kind of helped me along this journey. And then, you know, we'll take some breaks. We'll chat. I'll drop some knowledge. And yeah, let's get started.
Should I try to hide the way I feel inside my heart for you? Would you say that you would try to love me too? In your mind, could you ever be really close to me? I can tell the way you smile. If I feel that I could be certain, then I would say the things I want to say tonight. But till I can see that you'd really care for me, I will dream that someday you'll be really close to me. I can tell the way you smile. If I feel that I could be certain, then I would say the things I want to say tonight. But till I can see that you'd really care for me, I'll keep trying to hide the way I feel inside.
And why?
watch one cigarette burn away. I watched her take him from me.
Why?
All right. So you guys just finished listening to Do I Want to Stay by Shannon and the Clams. And the previous songs were Three Cigarettes in an Ashtray by Patsy Cline, I Should Not Be Seeing You by Connie Conway, and The Way I Feel Inside by The Zombies. That last song in particular has really been, like, I've just been obsessed with it ever since I found it. I love the band Shannon and the Clams, and I feel like they should be so much bigger than they are. I feel like the lead singer is so talented. Like, her voice is incredible. And, like just the soul that she carries is insane. But, yeah. So, back to, you know, what I wanted to talk about. I would say that the realization of needing to be kinder to yourself is already a step in the right direction, because I feel like I was so ignorant to it for so long, which is really unfortunate. But getting to college, I kind of had people really being like, hey, you should, like, be taking a bit more care of yourself. You shouldn't be like these normal things that I used to do in high school, which included, like, literally skipping meals and not sleeping for hours on end. Like I normalized them in my brain so much because I was like, oh, like, these are just the key to, like, you know, succeeding and getting everything done. Because, like, it's interesting because I was talking to my advisor and she told me that the way that she got through college was also by just, like, sleeping 4 hours every night, because that was her way of adding hours to the day, you know? Like, we're only given a set 24 and there's not really much to do that. And I'm kind of at a point in my life where I'm trying to deal with, like, time blindness, like, where time passes me so quickly and then, like, at the end of the day, I'm just like, wait, but, like, what even happened today? Like, nothing happened and the day is somehow over. But I'm trying to give myself the grace of, like, hey, sometimes you need a day where you don't do anything, because that will keep you sane. Like, you need a break, you know? Like, it's, no one ever wants to sorry, my friend just texted me Joa's voice with, like, heart emojis. Shout out Jess, love Jessica Pimentel back home in Lawrence. like, you can't add more hours a day, you can't add more days to the week, and you need to be okay with the fact that sometimes you won't be able to get everything done as soon as you want to do it, just because we're not, like, superhuman, you know? And I'm even, like, I'm even trying to use this mentality in my social life, because I feel like I like to have a big heart. Like, I like to give my all in relationships, whether that be platonic or romantic, or, like, with family members, because I care so deeply about the people I'm surrounded with. And if they weren't, like, around me, or, like, I wouldn't have them around me if I didn't care, essentially. But even in caring so much about other people, you can't give them all of yourself, because then there's going to be left, or there's going to be nothing left for you. Like, kind of that sentiment of, like, you can't pour from an empty cup, you know? And as much as I will, like, enthrall myself in, like, my, like, the issues my family or my friends are having, like, there's only so much I can do, you know? That's another thing I've been, because you can't be a problem solver for everyone, including yourself. Because, like, it's so give and take. And I'm learning that, too, because I feel like I really invest myself in, like, other people's problems if they're people that I really, like, care about. But taking upon that weight on top of whatever you may be dealing with, it's gonna, like, you know, crumble. Like, you're not gonna be able to withstand all of that. So, I guess I'm saying is just, like, being okay with the loss of time is hard. Because we want to be superhuman. We're not. We want to be, but we're not. And also being okay with the fact that you cannot solve everyone's problem is another thing. Because, you know, like, unless you're a therapist, like, professionally, you can't really be inserting yourself in other people's lives that deeply. Because there's a limit to these things, you know? I don't know if these two ideas are connected, but they are centered around the fact of, like, being nicer to yourself. And these are lessons that I'm still, like, you know, learning every day. Because I know them, like, I can articulate them, but am I putting them into practice? Not really. So, I don't know. Trying to adopt this whole, like, speaking things into existence mentality, along with trying to remember them all the time, is how I've kind of been trying to manage this. And that's why I always say all the time, like, I'm not a perfect person. Because no one is. Like, I'm not, you're not, no one is. We all have our flaws. And you need to give yourself the grace to be kind to yourself like you would be to another person you care about. I say you, but I'm talking about myself. So yeah. Let's get back into the music. I have some Nina Simone, some Florist, which is this little band. And yeah, let's get back into it. I hope you guys are enjoying the show. Again, this is Joey the Human, and you're listening to my show For the Masses on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. All right.
Stars, they come and go, they come fast, they come slow. They go like the last light of the sun, all in a blaze. And all you see is glory. But it gets lonely there when there's no one there to share. You can shake it away if you'll hear a story. People lust for fame, like athletes in a game. They break their collarbones and come up swinging. Some of them are down, some of them are crowned, some are lost and never found, but most have seen it all. They live their lives in sad cafes and music halls, and they always have a story. Some make it when they're young, before the world has done its dirty job. And later on someone will say, you've had your day, now you must make way. But they'll never know the pain of living with a name you never owned, all the years of forgetting what you know too well, that you who gave the crown have been let down. You try to make amends without defending, perhaps pretending. You never saw the eyes young men at 25 who followed as you walked and asked for autographs and kissed you on the cheek, and you never really could believe they really loved you. Some make it when they're old. Perhaps they have a soul they aren't afraid to bear. Or perhaps there's nothing there. But anyway, that isn't what I meant to say. I meant to tell a story that I live from day to day. Stars, they come and go, they come fast, they come slow. They go like the last light of the sun all in a blaze. And you always, all you see is glory. But if you don't mind being patient with my fumbling around, I'll come up singing for you. Even though I'm
wrapped around me.
and see what you have. You made me forget.
it's beautiful way he way a share.
So, you guys just finished listening to Forget About by Sibyl. Oh, I don't know how to pronounce that name. Oh, God. or at least their last name. And then A Lot's Gonna Change by Waze Blood and The Fear of Losing This by Florist. And Stars by Nina Simone, which is actually a cover. I recently found out the original singer is, what is her name? Janice Ian. So that was fun. Janice Ian has a really nice voice as well, but I just really enjoy Nina Simone's cover, Sorry Not Sorry. And yeah, I guess this time is good a time as any to do a quick PSA. So, let's get to that. I know now that the chair squeaks, so I'm trying to not make the chair squeak, but it squeaks regardless. Where is, if you have been listening to this show for a while, you know which PSA I'm looking for. And, here she is. Numbers to think about. Prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths. The number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs is 54. A day, people. A day. Which, these stats, I don't know how recently they've been updated, but yeah. And then the number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history is zero. Let that sink in. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That is the only PSA I will read. So, yeah. I would say that The Fear of Losing This, that song I specifically put in, as well as A Lot's Gonna Change, because I also find myself having a hard time with change. I think we as humans know that, like, change is the only real constant that exists. Like, it is just an undeniable truth that everything is objectively going to change. Like, nothing will stay the same permanently. But even with that, that awareness, it's still hard to come to terms with it sometimes, because it can be often really jarring, especially if it's sudden or just comes out of the blue. So those are some songs that I will listen to when I'm having a hard time just, like, you know, adapting to change, or adapting to just being, like, an adult, specifically with, like, A Lot's Gonna Change. Because I find myself just, like, missing being a child and being so ignorant and not having all these responsibilities now that I'm, like, 20. Which, you know, I still have so much life to live, universe willing. And so I'll listen to that song a lot when I'm really just, like, you know, like, things are changing. Like, a lot is gonna change. Like, I'm not gonna be that kid I was, you know, with all these hopes and dreams. And, like, what's the word? Just, like all these aspirations that really have no foundational, like, reasoning or logic or planning behind them, you know? So now, as an adult, I try to be more realistic about things while still wanting to pursue a dream. And I would say, like, that song really resonates with me because I had this really big dream of just, like, becoming a doctor now that I'm in college. I don't think that's the path for me anymore. I here's the advice that's really been, like, saving my life right now. It's like, if it's not making you happy now and it's stressing you out now and it's upsetting you and frustrating you now, what is it to, like, what reasoning or logic do you have to want to continue with it and keep pushing at it if it's not even making you happy now? Like, what type of hope, or why should you have hope that it's going to make you feel better in the future if it's not even making you feel good now? And that's, I've been really, like, putting that into practice, because I was really unhappy for a lot of the start of college, because I was really just trying to push this narrative of, like, I'm going to be pre-med, I'm going to be a doctor person, I'm going to do this, that, and the third, you know, like, I'm going to change the world. I still like science, but I know that, like, I'm at a place where I'm finally able to say, like, I know that pursuing medicine and putting myself through med school is not what's going to make me happy, because it's literally not making me happy now. And yeah, like, it's sometimes it's really hard to come to terms with, because you, like, I was just in so much denial. And I was in that denial because I wasn't being nice to myself. You see how it all comes back to self-compassion? That's what I'm saying. So, bro, that's what I'm saying. Like, we need to be nicer to ourselves. And I don't know what goal you may have, or with that may be, like, pulling you down, that may be stressing you out, frustrating you. But I really hope, like, you take my, I guess, advice. It's not my advice. Like, it's advice other people have given me. But take my words into consideration and really just, like, focus on what's making you happy now, you know? Because there's really no guarantee that it's going to make you feel better in the future. Worst case, it makes you feel, like, worse. Like it just makes you feel horrible and unfulfilled and, like, you wasted all this time. So I really hope that you take these words and try to really choose something that feels, like, authentic to you, important to you, and go with that. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm still trying to, like I'm still weighed down by the fact that, you know, I wanted to be pre-med. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm still kind of doing all the prerequisites. But the fact that I know that I will not be preparing for the MCAT is already, like, freeing in itself. So, yeah. Let's get back into the music. I have a bit, these songs are a bit more, you know, grungy, rock-esque. A little bit more upbeat, because the last few songs were a little, you know, slow, gentle. So yeah, this next song is kind of gentle, but it'll amp up a little bit. So let's get into some Michael Now. And this is In There. And thank you for listening. Thank you.
guess it adds a little bit of reality to the video.
Spending the day in a submarine, listening, watching the waters go passing by me, but I do not mind. Everything moving was dragging behind. I am just looking for something to find sometime. Waters before me, waters behind, many miles of love been there. When I was not waiting on anything, anything came, sat quietly on a moving moment under the rain. Everything changing, but I'm still the same, trying it over and over again, my friend. No pride to swallow, but a heart not hollow, seen many miles of love in there. To the lamp lit well within, true, your light has always been. All good ships are made of skin. There's a passenger inside you. All your good and your bad, all your happy and sad, be there many miles of love in there.
Talk to me, 'cause you're cold
like a stone. How did you get that way? How did you get that way? You're cold like a stone. How did you get that way? Why did you get that way with me?
Next week.
All right, so that concludes our show for today. I really hope you guys enjoyed. That last song was Ode to Joy 2 by Rimo Drive. I don't know why they add the 2, because there is no Ode to Joy 1. But I really like a metaphor in that song that says, like a half glass half full spills so easily, but fear not, there's always next round. Like, you know, yeah. So I really just want people to be nice to themselves, and I hope that you all, my listeners, can really, you know, take today to do something for yourself that you typically wouldn't do, as small as it is. Like, maybe, you know, take a nap in the middle of the day, get yourself a treat, do anything that will, you know, bring you a little bit of joy, and hopefully it brightens your day and just makes you feel that much better. So this is Joy the Human.